meditating on some problem of the Talmud. It was his way of escaping from reality, of not feeling the blows. He was suddenly seized with a cramp in the stomach. "I've got a stomachache," he whispered to me. He could not go on. He had to stop for a moment. I begged him, "Wait a bit, Zalman. We shall all be stopping soon. We're not going to run like this till the end of the world." But as he ran, he began to undo his buttons, crying, "I can't go on any longer. My stomach's bursting." "Make an effort, Zalman. Try." "I can't," he groaned. His trousers lowered. He let himself sink down. That is the last picture I have of him. I do not think it can have been the SS who finished him, because no one had noticed. He must have been trampled to death beneath the feet of the thousands of men who followed us. I quickly forgot him. I began to think of myself again. Because of my painful foot, a shudder went through me at each step. "A few more yards," I thought. "A few more yards, and that will be the end. I shall fall, a spurt of red flame, a shot." Death wrapped itself around me till I was stifled. It stuck to me. I felt that I could touch it. The idea of dying, of no longer being, began to fascinate me, not to exist any longer, not to feel the horrible pains in my foot, not to feel anything, neither weariness nor cold nor anything. To break the ranks, to let oneself slide to the edge of the road. My father's presence was the only thing that stopped me. He was running at my side, out of breath, at the end of his strength, at his wit's end. I had no right to let myself die. What would he do without me? I was his only support. These thoughts had taken up a brief space of time, during which I had gone on running without feeling my throbbing foot, without realizing that I was running, without being conscious that I owned a body galloping there on the road in the midst of so many thousands of others.